Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for another day of walking with you, in you, and for you. Thank you. Our lives are hid with Christ in God. So we thank you, Father God, for the wonderful freedom and liberty that we have this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 12, verse 9 to 14. He went on from there and entered the synagogue. And a man was there with a withered hand, and they asked him, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" So that they might accuse him. And he said to them, "Which one of you has a sheep? If it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will not take hold of it and lift it out? Of how much more value is a man than a sheep? So it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath." And then he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And the man stretched it out, and it was restored, healthy like the other. But the Pharisees went out and conspired against him, how to destroy him.
Oh, hallelujah. You know, we can just see here, you know, you're either for Jesus, in Jesus, with Jesus, working together with him, or you like these Pharisees on the outside, just pointing the finger. They're breaking down the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But that is the big thing. You know, if Jesus is our Lord and our Savior and he's our Shepherd, we experience the life of our design, the life that we were predestined to have in him. That's what comes to pass. He writes the laws on our hearts and our minds. So our lives are hid with Christ in God, so that we can set our mind on things above, so that we can be where he is in the work of making disciples, in the work of being lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. And this just comes out so clearly again. You know, he's a savior in every way. He's dealt with our sin so we can be righteous now. Righteous in the righteousness of God, not the righteousness of a man, the righteousness of God. The true man is in Christ. A true man and woman is found in relationship with the Lord through the Holy Spirit in the kingdom. And that's where we experience life and life in abundance. And I'm just thinking again about the guys outside of Christ. At that time, it was the teachers of the law. But now something better has come now, and we've passed from that. The goodness of God is here now. Amen. And that's what we press in. And the sad thing is these guys outside, they haven't seen the goodness of the Lord, and they haven't entered into the kingdom. And so they haven't entered into the kingdom, and they are hindering other people from entering into the kingdom and experiencing this amazing new covenant, perfect love that casts out all fear. So be blessed to know God loves you and he's with you. And just like he done here, he came to show that the goodness of God is available. And then he didn't just say it in words, but then he brought it to pass in the reality for that person that was suffering, caught up in the temple, caught up in the shadows, and he came and he stretched out his hand, and this person was lifted up, and this person found liberty. So find your liberty in the Lord. Your life is hid with Christ in God. Therefore, set your mind on things above, not on this earth. And as Jesus is revealed, writing his laws on your heart and your mind, authorizing and perfecting your faith, you arise and shine, for your light has come. Amen.
Amen.